Hi, Hopkins Junior High School Advanced Orchestra. This is Jay Mason, one of your two adjudicators here, along with John Wortman, at Yorba Linda High School's Forum in beautiful Yorba Linda, California. It is Friday evening, the 18th of May, I believe, and really a pleasure to see you all here. I always enjoy hearing your group, so I'm looking forward to hearing this year's version. So I'm a woodwind player here in the L.A. Basin. I teach at Cal State Long Beach, and I also play on a lot of recording movies and TV that you've heard around here. So that's where I come from in my musical background, and I tend to make my comments like a little mini private lesson, like I'm a player, and here's what I would be doing to make things even better than I'm sure they already will be. So you have a warm-up selection, the Chorale in A from Essential Technique. So what I'm going to do is put my microphone out on the stand so you can hear what you sound like, so you'll know what I'm hearing back here. This is a really cool theater. I have actually never judged in here before. This is fairly new, and I do like the sound in here. All right? So thanks for being here. I'll be back.
Titled Chorale A from Essential Techniques for Strings by J.S. Bach. Their first adjudicated composition is entitled Water Reflections by Yukiko Ishimura. Their second adjudicated composition is Minotaur, composed by Richard Meyer. Please welcome from Piedmont, California, under the direction of Mr. Greg Conway, the Hopkins Junior High School String Orchestra.
Yep, you guys sound great. Well, let's see how the Ishimura piece sounds. You know, you can't do better than Bach. I'm looking out at all of you, and I hope that you all appreciate the privilege that you've been given to play this music. Where'd he go? So here we go. Water reflection. Thank you. Very nice, guys. I love how you're adjusting and playing so musically. It's just really great. There's a few little things. I almost don't need to talk about them. It's like there's a few little intonation issues within the ensemble. Like right now, the guys that are on the fifth, it's just the tiniest little bit flat. But you're all adjusting and you're all listening. One of the last times I heard this group, I said to those folks, many of whom are now probably in high school or graduated, that I felt that this was as good as some movie music. And that's one of the things that I think is really great about the music that your director exposes you to and teaches you how to play. So you get an opportunity to play this kind of stuff. I mean, this is what I do. Yeah, so just little things like da-da-da-da, just be absolutely accurate about your notes. Something to listen to. I don't imagine that anyone in this orchestra plays video games, do you? I'm sure you don't watch music, or watch movies either. I'm being funny. You can listen to that and listen to what you're playing. A few little rhythmic things here and there. It's a beautiful sound, though, that you all get. Up to that C there. Just don't lose that focus on the pitch. Nice. Beautiful dynamics, guys. On the downbeat, it was the same at the top. Don't be so tentative, you guys play great. Yeah, that's really, really gorgeous playing for any age, especially for your age. Violin, thank you for playing those septuplets together so well in both locations. Oh, the harmonics are nice. So one thing that you guys all do really well that I don't hear in many groups, let alone junior high school, is we have all these moving eighth note lines, and certain people play and then somebody has to pick it up, and it's really seamless between all the parts. Yep. Another thing that I want to compliment you all on is that when you're having these pits parts here, everybody's looking up. Thank you. We really notice these things. Bravo. Not a lot to say, guys. Anything that you can improve, you're being taught, which is huge. You know, we try to help you guys improve and say a few things, and it's really remarkable to hear. So I'm looking here at the Minotaur. You guys have your work cut out for you here. Looking at the notes at the beginning, so we'll see what happens here. So, you know, it's just so musical. I hope you all realize that and how special that is to hear in junior high school students. Can't wait to hear some of you. I'm sure we'll move on. Andy's point is like, look up here, listen, 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 which you all do. It's really easy at your age to sort of lose focus, and I'm not hearing any of that, so that's great. I think you guys will, yeah, okay. I don't know what that means, but it looks funny. All right, here we go. Yeah, pretty great. Just a little pitchy in times. Since you're playing so well, and I mean, it's just a few little intonation problems, nothing huge, you're all correcting it instantly. Let's just talk about the musical aspects. I mean, a Minotaur's half man, half bull. I wonder what that must be like. This music is a pretty good... a representation of that. Yeah, careful not to rush. It's just a minor thing. Yeah, beautiful. Nicely done. Ooh, pretty. Well handled, guys. Yeah, so here's the one little thing that gets everybody, which is we have faster moving notes, and guys all play it really, really well, but we just have to be very, very careful that we all are in the exact same pitch sphere and time sphere. It's really, really good. Could just be a little bit better. Man, nice. Triplets are great. Careful not to go da 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 da. I'm being really picky, aren't I? Oops. Got a little bit of a wrong note there in the basses. Coming up to bar 69. Yeah, right there too. little pitchy there in the bass. That's very important to get that right. Mm-hmm. Does this, it says Princess Ariadne. Does this remind you vaguely of some other movie you've heard? It's very, very close to the theme for Princess Leia from a movie you may have all heard of. Beautiful dynamics. Yeah, beautiful on the solo. Thank you. Nice, guys. So it says, in search of the Minotaur. Apparently you guys all get this. We're kind of spooking around in the forest here a little bit. Good, nice on the 5/8. Apparently we're finding the Minotaur now, we're getting close. Come on, cellos. Bring it up even more. You guys gotta match all those violins. That's the only thing there, just really be. I would love to hear more of the 16th notes on the violas in that section there, coming up to 145. We can make even more out of that. Come on! Be just a little bit more precise, guys. You're gonna, that, just a little more separation on the 16th. Even these triplets. Da 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 da. Yeah, okay, so, great playing, don't want to misunderstand anybody here or have anybody misunstand. So it says, Theseus kills the Minotaur. And it says, triple F. You guys are doing a great job of playing and in tune and in balance and everything, but man, that could be like, wow. I was mixing a movie score, and I can't help thinking that way as I listen to this, because it does tell a story. I would have to really turn you guys up on the screen. There's so many of you. Guys, really, really great. So one of the things I love about hearing this orchestra play every time, I think this is my third time hearing you guys at Music in the Parks, is how, I mean, I know how old you are. I have a 16-year-old daughter who's a fine musician, and I know how that goes at your age. And to hear you guys just embracing the musicality.
Don't leave yet. We're going to get off the stage in a little bit easier way.
There's so many of you. But in any case, it's so musical, and it's so... What do I want to say? It's so melodic and so like movie music. I mean, you do all of those things so well. And I know you all live in the Bay Area, and, you know, there's this whole new market for music like you play. We used to always say that, you know, kids in Hollywood understand, and, you know, because their parents are all musicians. Well, in San Francisco, a lot of your parents are involved in the high-tech industry in that Bay Area, and those people are producing all sorts of venues where we're all getting to play music, and you will too if you keep on going. So the fact that you listen to it, you're involved in it, you know, it's really amazing. You can hear it, and you're also aware. You're not just, you know, phoning it in, as we say. Maybe your director can explain that to you. In any case, so a couple little things there. You know, every once in a while the intonation is a little funny, but then you fix it. Every once in a while the time is a little funny, and then you fix it. And then you play something that's just so beautiful and musical, I can't say anything. So keep doing what you're doing. I don't say that to every group. You know, there'll be a couple of little things there that I'll talk about, but that you heard as you listen. But this is not easy music. I mean, I'm looking at this, and Richard Meyer's piece was a commission for a high school group. And let's see. And Water Reflections was something she just wrote. So, but I mean, it's high school level music, guys. You're in junior high school. In some ways, it's professional level music. So anyway, bravo. I can't say enough great things. Those few things that I mentioned, keep working. You're obviously all interested in playing great, so those might help. And just know that you're, you know, semi-pro, if not pro, and the difference would be that pros nail all those things every time. So work for that. All right? Great to hear you guys, as always. Have a fun time at Disneyland. I know some of you will probably be in the band, so I'll look forward to hearing you there. Take care, guys.